5D Chef. What is it all about? What are we talking about? Aside from the winter solstice, what's happening on December 21st?
Lots of stuff.
Do we win the lotto that day?
Oh. We win the lotto, yes, on December 20th, and then it's like, oh, 21st comes along, guess what?
And we're done.
We don't need money anymore, and it's like, F you, universe.
That's how it'll go. It'll totally God go that way. You. Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Give me my house first.
Exactly.
Then we will talk. No.
Okay, so aside from the winter solstice, we were looking at this 5D shift thing that we've been kind of all wondering what's going to happen. Some of you guys have seen articles or Twitter, social media talking about end of the world stuff. Some of you have been saying we're getting superpowers. It's all over the place.
Yeah, and we have the Jupiter and Saturn shifting close together to create what they call a Christmas star, because it looks like one big bright star in the sky. It hasn't happened in like 800 years, but it's happening in the Aquarius constellation, which we're moving into the age of Aquarius, or are we moving out of it? We're moving into age of Aquarius. And we were listening to another podcast,
right,
that was breaking down what all of those were. And I had made a comment about, you know, one is about time and the other one's about karma. And it was, we are entering the end of this karmic cycle.
Yes.
And entering a new one. How interesting how all of those have certain meanings, but they're all coming together. So that's essentially what this is. We're going into a new karmic cycle.
It's a new cycle, correct?
Yeah.
New consciousness. Yeah. What I found interesting was the end of the Mayan calendar, because our calendar in the Mayan world is different than the Gregorian, right? Is that what you call it?
Yes.
Okay. So it's different. 5 to 8 years difference, etc. Although the Aztecs are like, no, it's 9 years difference, whatever. So Mayans said December 21st, 2012, there was going to be a big shift changing. Mm-hmm. Everybody took it as it's the end of the world because the Mayans said this is where it all ends. But it wasn't ending. It was a shift to a new reality, if you will. But reality being, we're not going to be transported to a new world, new planet. It's a new way of thinking. It's a new consciousness.
Right.
But because the calendar is different, you're adjusting by the time, all of that stuff difference. It's really December 21st, 2020. And we do have the alignment, as you said, of the planets. Aquarius is also aligning. It's changing astrologically. Things are aligning as well. Every shift of every energy in every series are colliding into one
alignment. It's all aligning. So does that mean December 21st, 12:01 a.m., like, boom, that's it?
We don't really know. You know, that's one of the things that we were talking about, you know, that you and I were talking about, was that there is the unknown. We just don't know. You know, one of the things on here that we had wrote on our notes was some people are thinking they got superpowers. Other people think we're going to die. It's all over Twitter. You know, is it Y2K all over again? We don't know. It's exciting. We just don't know.
We don't know, and it's okay that we don't know.
Exactly.
Because does it really matter what it is?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen either way.
Yeah, it's evolution.
It's evolution. Mm-hmm. It's conscious evolution.
Exactly.
So the important thing is preparedness. I know people want to know what it is because then they feel they can prepare.
Exactly.
But we already know how you can prepare regardless of what the specific details are of what's going to happen.
Exactly. So one of the things I put down was that, what is 5D? Because everybody's like, 5D. It is not 5G. That's totally different. That's cell phone frequency. But if you think about it, we're on a 4G network, using as the analogy, and we're shifting frequencies to a 5G. It's faster. It's more robust. It's a better connectivity of communication, which is really the thing here, is we are experiencing it as a higher frequency. So the 5D Earth, as we put on here, it's a much higher frequency than we used to in our fourth dimension. Mm-hmm. In our fourth dimension, we have a lot of pitfalls. We have a lot of things going on. We limit our beliefs. The 5D experience is the contrast to that. We're looking at a more joyous, unlimited potential. I personally do not expect a huge change on December 21st. For me, 2020 was crazy, but I think 2020 was the crazy bumpy ride to the shift of consciousness, as is everything's coming to balance. That's the way I see it.
The climax.
The climax, yes. out with the old, in with the new, but we do that every year.
Right. It's not like all of a sudden, right now we're coming up right to the end of this and that's what we're experiencing. So it feels all of a sudden so much more intense because we're right there at the cusp of this shift and you're feeling it on all levels.
Right.
So, and that's just where we're getting into the symptoms. Yeah, mm-hmm. you were more sensitive to it. Others are like, I didn't start noticing that until last month. That's okay. Nobody's falling behind. Nobody's ahead of anybody else, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
None of that. We all do it at our own pace and it's okay. But everybody is experiencing it on some level.
Mm-hmm. The 5D shift, there are certain things on this ascension experience, yada, yada, that we're kind of going to be feeling and understanding. I know you get the ringing of the ears all the time, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the waking up at 2 to 4 a.m., I've been doing that forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand the why, but that's really when your physical and spiritual world are becoming thinner and you're kind of waking up going, okay, there's something I'm experiencing, I just don't know what it is. It's like you are in two different things and your body's trying to adjust to it. I mean, that's the way I see it.
Okay, why is it between 2 to 4 a.m. and what time zone?
That's a good point.
Or is it that is typically when people are sleeping?
Yeah.
And when their cycle of sleep during that period is when...
It's heightened.
Yeah. So if you're somebody that works a night shift, your 2 to 4 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, thin veil time might be 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
That's a good point. Yeah.
This is just probably more common for people because that's a more traditional sleep time.
Exactly. Going back to the ringing of the ears, how, and because a lot of people probably don't even understand, they got a ringing in the ear, they don't really know what it is, you know, I got to clean my ears, maybe I got wax in there. So for the ringing of the ears, for me, it is a very personal experience. When you have a ringing of the ear, you might think, you know, whatever the reason, maybe you were listening to loud music, maybe you were just, you picked up something, maybe it's just whatever the case, your brain, your neurons, whatever's going on in your ear. But for me, when I get a ringing of the ear, it's a connection between me and my higher self. And that ringing of the ear is letting me know that I'm receiving a message. I know it sounds weird to some of you will understand it. But for me, when I get a ringing of the ear, I stop what I'm doing and I close my eyes and I take some deep breaths to kind of connect with my higher self to understand what that frequency is trying to get across to me. And all of a sudden, at least with me personally, I'll get some kind of knowledge. I'll go, okay, it's kind of like a download, and I'll get a knowledge going, okay, intuition. And I'll be like, why am I thinking about intuition now? Or, you know, whatever the case is. And then I'll make a video about intuition, or I'll look it up something on internet, or synchronicity will happen. And you'll go, oh, hey, I was thinking about this. And I was like, oh my God, I was thinking about the same thing. And we're connecting in a different frequency, because I really think the ringing of the ear is a higher source connection to a download that you're receiving. So if you get the ringing of the ear, don't discount it. Maybe focus into it. Let that come to you. You'll notice that if you focus on the ringing, it's going to go away quicker.
So to add on to that,
yeah,
for people that are maybe a little hesitant about that, when you start to notice the ringing in your ear, just immediately put out this energy of positive intention only. So if you decide that only positive intentions are going to be so-called down in your, whatever word you like to use, that's exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah. Dreaming vividly is one of the experiences that you get during this ascension. I've been dreaming vividly all my life. I don't know about you.
Right. Yeah, I definitely get those occasionally. We've talked about that.
Yeah. And examples of dreaming vividly is connecting in a very descriptive detail in your dreams. Some of you don't remember your dreams. Some of you do. I remember colors. I remember smells. I can tell you what street I was walking down, what was playing on the radio very vividly, and tell it to you like I'm telling you a story. More of this is going to be happening as we get closer to that shift on the 21st.
Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, that's okay, because everybody experiences things in a different way. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I think you made a pretty clear point right there. And it really goes, we're all shifting in different ways, manners.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody being left behind. It's not like that. It's everything is shifting. Think of it like somebody's turning a radio knob. Some of you might be catching it quicker than others, but it doesn't make you any different. We're all going to be going to, you know, to the end of that stage, going to the new stage. There really isn't a who's right, who's wrong, who's more superior than somebody else. You're just some shift quicker than others. It's just the way that is. fatigue. Your body is trying to level up with that frequency change. Just like when you travel in a plane and you're like, oh my God, you know, I'm tired, time change, whatever you want to call it. Your cells are changing, which is causing that fatigue.
Oh, and we've been experiencing that one a lot lately.
Big time. Yes. Big time. I've been experiencing headaches, and that's one of them. Have you experienced headaches?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just headache. There's like a headache out of the blue from nowhere.
And it's pressure.
Yes. It feels like something is squishing my head, and yeah. It is super painful. But I don't get migraines.
Yeah. But if you look at frequency being different in like in a pattern, mm-hmm. then yeah, that explains the compression of your head. Your head is really trying to adjust to this new waveform, and it's not really there yet, and it's going to give you that compression of your head. So yeah, that explains headaches.
Right. It's what's happening is your body and your energy yeah. are trying to come into alignment, and your energy tends to get ahead of your body.
Women's monthly cycle is not something I've experienced, but they become more irregular.
You have.
Just that's true.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
In a whole other level.
But, poor guy.
So those become more irregular than normal as your bodies fall into a new rhythm of things. Dehydration is another one that you'll experience.
Oh, absolutely.
And again, that's because your energy of your body is adjusting to a new energy. So your cells and everything's moving at a different pace. It's like you ran a quick race, not even know you're doing it, and you are feeling dehydrated.
Yes.
Yeah. Dizziness or shape shifting. That is a big one to comprehend for some of you. You're going to be like, shape shifting? What are you talking about? Dizziness is one factor of it. Some of you that might be experiencing, I just saw something there, but it's not there. I'm seeing things, you know, illusions of the mind. I swear I just saw that can there. It's not there. Or I just happened to see something, because we call it the veil is thinning in those moments. Two different frequencies are mixing with each other. Like on AM radio, you're between channel 95 and 95.8, and you're hearing the Mexican music playing and, you know, English station, and they're morphing into one. You're seeing two things. You're literally flying between two different frequencies, which gives you this dizziness or vortex, feeling like something is shifting. So you're kind of in the cusp of that.
So when we say shape-shifting, yes. I'm not turning into a werewolf.
You're not turning into a werewolf, no.
Or
you're just
Wendigo
seeing things.
Or anything
yeah,
like this.
You're seeing
so
things.
It's the shape of things around us that are shifting, to clarify.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Which goes into the vanishing objects. That was another one that we wrote down.
We've been experiencing that a bit lately, haven't we?
A lot. You see something that was there and it's not there.
Or it's all of a sudden something different.
Or something different,
yes.
Which is crazy. And you think your eyes are playing tricks on you and you're tired. The vibration is shifting, giving you clairvoyance, being able to see above and beyond seeing. So you're seeing something different.
Yeah, we're old, but we're not that old.
We're not that old, yeah. Toothaches. Basically, you're starting to feel you have issues with your teeth.
Wait, so realized. Are you sure I'm not turning into a werewolf?
Well, for these, it sounds like you're turning into a werewolf. Yeah, for sure. Another thing is you got to remember that your teeth are connected in your body and they do fall out, but your body is changing. So your teeth will start falling. Not that they're going to fall out, all of them, you know, not like that. But some of you might be getting toothaches again because your nerves are attached to that frequency and are not adjusting. Just like when somebody does a high-pitched sound on the radio and you grab your ear, you grab your jaw because something hurts, it's the same thing. It's you're literally feeling the frequency in your jaw. And then you've got tingling of the body, which is like electrical charges or your cells are upgrading. That's another one that we saw. And is it almost lunchtime? Because we got that swing in appetite as well. Leveling up makes you very hungry. It's like you are literally running a marathon. And here we are, you're hungry. You don't know why you're hungry. You're just hungry. And a lot of you guys probably experienced that. Another thing with frequency change is all of a sudden your body feels cold, shivery. You don't know why. You look at the temperature outside and you're like, it's not even cold, but I'm freezing. I don't know why. Or your body is not regulating right. It's not menopause. You're probably feeling that irregular temperature because of frequency change. Then we go into a mental state where you get an emotional instability. you're going to hang on to old memories and you're going to wonder why things are feeling like they're ending, which, you know, I've been experiencing that. We're shifting our office space to more of a work from home environment and I'm getting emotional about it because I feel it's an end. You tell me it's not an end.
No.
It's a transition. It's a
transition.
But it's the same thing with this. You wonder why you're thinking about all these old things. It's the end of the year, 2020, pandemics, yada, yada, and you get emotional. And you're like, oh my God, everything's ending. I don't know why I'm being emotional. But your entire body is shifting, feeling that there's an end to something old, which is really not. It's a transition, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then another aspect of that is then we shift into another emotional instability of fear and anger. Then you're pissed off because you don't want to let go of the old and your body's going, what the hell? And here we are fearing the unknown. You're angry about shift and transitions. And then this is a weird one. This is, I thought was really weird. Feeling homesick for a place that you don't know.
Ah.
That's interesting.
I think there's a lot of us
uh-huh.
that have been feeling that way since we were young.
Oh, 100%. We got to talk about something scientific. I get nerdy on this one, so Jenna, you know, attest to that. I get so nerdy when it comes to things about science and astronomy. But we live, I'm going to quote Jen on this one. We live in a fourth dimension, but our world is in, you guys have heard this millions of times, the third dimension, 3D. You know, we live in a third dimension, but we are technically in a fourth dimension, and I'm going to explain why in a minute. The dimensions. That is a very detailed scientific way to explain what a dimension is. A dimension is a state of consciousness. It's a state of, I call it platform foundations. So I'm going to kind of go through that. Our universe has 10 scientific dimensions. I'm sure there's more to that. The first dimension is going to be like an axis. Think of it like you're drawing a picture, you're drawing a line. So you've got your x-axis, y-axis. You're drawing lines to basically create the foundation of your photo, right? So your first dimension is going to be your x-axis. And if you don't know what that is, don't worry about it. We're not doing any tests on this. Well, your second dimension is the opposite of that. It's your y-axis. So where x and y meet, that is your third dimension. That is your z-plane, if you will. This is going to be your physical state. When you draw a line to draw like a picture of a foundation of a tree in a mountain, you draw a line and you start drawing another line, vertical, horizontal, that's your planes. And then it becomes your foundation, which is your Z plane. That's your physical plane. That's your third dimension. So flat lines created, like Jen just gestured, a third dimension is a physical plane where you can see, feel.
The depth.
The depth of it. Yes, the third dimension is the depth of it. Your fourth dimension is your time. And it's funny because we all get really fascinated by time. We get intrigued by time and space. That is your fourth dimension. And we're not going to go any further than more details on all of these things. You guys can get some links from us later here about more dimension if you're really interested. Now, the fifth dimension, it's where reality, where it creates a parallel of things. So we are going into a fifth dimension, as we stated before. A frequency is now adjusting. So if you think about time and space, you have a physical place that you're in. Now you're going into a fifth dimension where realities are there, but are not there. Parallel. They're plain yin and yang, if you will. And I find that the fifth dimension really brings wonder to everything. And the reason why that is because I'm going to get nerdy right here. You can systematically have two objects in two different planes, A and B, that coexist, but are not identical. I can have a blue can on one existence and a blue can on the other, but one could be more of a sphere than a can. And I know I'm getting very nerdy right now, but this goes into parallel dimensions, universes, realities, multiverses, yada, yada. Stuff that we don't really comprehend that are there. So let's call the fifth dimension the magical plane. It's the stuff that we are just getting into learning, something that's out of the ordinary that would be considered magical. So when we go into the sixth dimension, which now gets more extremely unicorns magical, we start going into multiverses coexisting at the same time. Where we go into the seventh dimension, the coexisting of multiverses then goes into how can you travel from one state of one universe to another one with a blink of an eye. It would be astral travel. And that's what the seventh dimension is more about, that. And then we get into the eighth dimension, and I know I'm boring you guys by now, but that's where, and it gets very complicated, time and space coexist, but past, present, and future are now, in one string theory, coexisting with time not being a factor. It just flows across the whole thing, and now I've blown your mind.
No, I was going to say, for all those Doctor Who fans, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. You said it right there. Doctor Who dimension. The ninth dimension is really the idea that there's no physical limitation of energy. You now are in the energy flows no matter what. You can morph, you can manipulate, you can transfuse, shape, form, existence. No matter what it is, it's just that's how it is. Now, I'm going to say this. This is my opinion. You guys don't have to quote me. The 10th dimension, I personally, as myself, call it the deity mentality. That is the top of the lineage mentality. There is no limitation. Everything is infinite. There is nothing that, again, it just goes God. I hate to use that word, but it's God mode. It's full energy.
It's a bit of a loaded phrase, isn't it? But it's just a word.
Yeah.
That's it. Going over all these dimensions, it isn't that these dimensions are all of a sudden being created. What is happening is our awareness of the dimension. So right now we are fully aware of fourth dimension.
Correct.
Our XYZ axis, and you've got the depth, we throw time on it. This is why we're so obsessed with time.
Yes.
And now with the fifth dimension, our awareness is now shifting, where we are better able to experience and accept something outside of what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
All of those dimensions exist. It's just our awareness of it is what shifts.
But it's true, though. I mean, it's true.
It's true. A lot of people go, oh, so you mean we're going to get this? No, you're going to be aware of it.
You're
going to
be aware of it. Yeah.
Okay, so going over all those and knowing what they are and knowing what fifth dimension is supposed to bring, and it's our awareness shifting to what that is. What does that mean for us right now?
For me, personally speaking, it's going to be connection and unity as one. You're going from the mindset of limited beliefs to a full wondrous connection with the universe, which we've been learning. I mean, we've been totally learning.
Right.
Unconditional love, manifesting, you know, understanding that our energy is intertwined with everything else. And it's just not, we're not all just different little things. We're interconnected with each other. That's the way I see it.
Right. Becoming more aware of our abilities.
Exactly.
Because we are capable of so much more.
Yeah. So shifting realities from our dimension to the new consciousness that we're going into,
mm-hmm.
Some will resist. Some will think it's too stressful, too annoying. Even listening to this podcast, they're going to go, oh man, I got to do stuff. This sucks. You know, this is too hard. And this is where I think people are getting that Twitter messages out there going, we're all going to die, because they're going to resist and go, this is too much work. I don't want to do this. But it's just going to flow.
It's just going to flow. However, it's going to come back. It's happening no matter what.
It's just
going to
happen.
That's just the end of the story. Yeah. What you need to focus on is right now.
Exactly. The ascension symptom management, if you will, let's just call it a management. What's the task if the people can do stuff to help their shift be more smoothly?
Slow down, and I would say meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate in any way that works for you. Iz and I, we meditate very differently.
Yeah.
There is no right and wrong way. Some people, they do really well with the traditional sense of meditation, where it is sitting, lotus position, saying om, and completely nothing in your head.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Can you do that?
Nope.
No, it drives me absolutely nuts. I have a different way of meditating, and so does Iz. You find what works for you. Try everything, and whichever one works for you, that's your thing, and mm-hmm. It's absolutely okay. There's no like set in stone, absolute one correct way.
Yeah.
So slow down, meditate. For me, I am going to avoid my usual distractions. That's, you know, playing some games and apps on my tablet and phone, things like that.
Yeah.
And just really focusing on myself and how I am interacting with others in the world, putting out my loving, positive energy out, because that's what we need. That's essentially our purpose here.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that even just 5 minutes a day, it makes the biggest difference.
Yeah. Spending time in nature.
Ah, yes. We were talking about that. Spending time with nature, because the earth is doing its shift into this new energy.
Uh-huh.
If you were to go out in nature, and we call it grounding.
Exactly.
Call it whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Whatever word works for you. get your shoes off and get on, get in the dirt, get on the grass, whatever, and just take a moment and just be in that moment.
Exactly.
Yeah. And let the earth help your body come into alignment with the new energy, with the new vibration.
Yeah, it's helping you balance with the earth's natural frequency.
Yes.
It's helping you adjust because its frequency of the planet is already shifted. We are just catching up to it.
Like a tuning fork.
Exactly, like a tuning fork. Okay. Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. That's awesome. Exercise is really a big thing for anything. It doesn't matter, not just shifting here, but exercise is really good. But the problem with exercise is a lot of us don't want to do it unless you're counting steps and you're beating each other's challenges.
Right.
But it is helping you flush out your system. It's really going through all that, you know.
Toxins.
Dang, that's the word I'm looking for. Toxins.
We have our bodies. We have our vessels.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take care of them.
Yeah.
And we still need to continue taking care of them because that will only help ease the transition. You don't want your body fighting with your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring it into alignment. And that's how you help.
Here's a curveball for you.
Okay.
If our vessels don't really matter because we're made of energy,
mm-hmm.
why take care of our vessels?
Because it is our connectivity.
Oh, okay.
To the reality that we are in. We have been gifted this experience.
Right.
But the only way we can have this experience is in a vessel. So take care of your vessel so that you can continue experiencing this.
See, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense because we are literally, like you said, we're in this experience and this is the vessel that we're given. And no, that makes perfect sense. So for me, now that you said that, like all of these things make sense because the way I see it is, okay, I'm energy. This vessel is going to come and go and I'm going to transition into whatever the next phase is. And I shouldn't really care about my vessel, but you just said it yourself. With this experience that we're in right now, this reality, we are transitioning and we got to use this vessel that we're in. This is good. This is really awesome. Aligning with what feels true and listening to your body. I really think that you just said it right there.
Right. Well, and, you know, when we had talked, what was that, a couple of weeks ago about intuition, listening to your gut, you still need to do that. And if it says, you know, go outside for a walk, go do that. Even if you're just walking up and down your driveway or in your backyard, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
If it says, or if you're just like all of a sudden craving carrots, go eat more veggies. You need it.
Yeah.
We should already be doing this anyways, but we resist because potato chips taste so much better.
So true. You know what's funny? I didn't add this to our notes, but I'm going to read it to you because I wrote this down. So it's funny that you say that. Shifting to 5D will increase your intuition. And it's funny that you just mentioned that. Ascension always comes with increased intuition or awakening. And yes, I found that online. You receive more messages from your spirit guide, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
You get direct messages from past one loved ones because, again, thinning veil, you know, one mind, etc. You know, a lot of people might be, when they listen to our talk, is we are really connected. And that's one of the things that I wrote down. You are literally able to read other people's minds and feel interconnected with each other. And your visions and your audio are becoming clearer because of this shift, because of that spontaneity of frequency, really connecting everybody, opening your third eye more. So I had written all that stuff down, but I didn't add it to our notes because that's a whole other blog podcast on intuition. But it's exactly what you just stated. We are literally connecting in a higher plane.
Right.
Higher dimension.
Where it's much easier.
Yes.
For us to have that, what some people would call psychic connection.
Exactly.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But that's essentially what that is.
One of my friend's parents asked me one day, what frequency do we need to be in to be able to be you in LA and me in Northern California and be able to talk to each other with our minds? And that's something that we could look forward to.
Yes. It'll be much easier for us to sync up.
To sync up. Yes, exactly. So a lot of this talk, what do we take from all of this?
Are we getting superhero powers?
X-Men. Yeah.
But here's the better question. Yes. Does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Nope.
No, I think we are all going to be transitioning to all of this. And some of us are excited about it. It's like Christmas. We've been waiting for a shift and a change, and we know it's coming. Mm-hmm. And other people that don't know about it, they're just going to start going, oh, well, I feel like I've been intuitive with other people. And that's interesting that I ignore this. They're not really going to know.
That's okay.
Which actually goes back to what analogy that you used. The 4G to the 5G. Mm. I don't see the difference in 5G on my phone. I still download the same songs that I did before. Not that I'm going to say what kind of music I listen to, Taylor Swift. But I still download at the same rate where, Kevin Hart says he could download a song in 12 seconds. I'm still taking 2 minutes. So 4G to 5G to me wasn't a big deal. And people are saying their frequency in their phone. We're talking about phone now, not 5D. 5G is a night and day. I didn't see a difference, but other people are going, oh my God. And this is the same exact way. Mm-hmm. Some of us in tune are going to go, you don't even understand. I'm intuitive now. I can feel this. You're going to feel like you have superpowers.
Right. And that goes back to what we talked about earlier. Some of us have been experiencing these symptoms for years and years.
Exactly.
And others are just now starting to experience them.
Yeah.
So that's why it'll feel like a much bigger shift than for others.
Exactly. Yeah. Just like a tuning fork, we are shifting our bodies to match the new energy, the new shift, the new source. So everything we mentioned on here, and I will post it in our notes so you guys can see, align, eat better, exercise, connect with nature, etc., to help you shift easier is something that's going to be amazing. So,
and another thing to point out is how you treat others.
Yes.
Be patient, be kind, have kindness in your heart, have kindness in your words, have kindness in your thoughts, because everybody is going through this. And they're all experiencing it differently. Have some patience, have some compassion for others. Even if they're having a terrible day, it's not about you.
Yes.
So always realize that, because we're all in this together. We should not make it more difficult for each other.
Yeah. You just made a really good point that I was just thinking about when you were talking. And I've asked you many questions about this in the past, where I should handle something a certain way. Not to take too much away from it, but the good point is that because we're all shifting into this new reality consciousness, some of us are having a hard time and don't even know it. So we're irritable, we're having problems. And like you said, compassion is the best thing, because we don't know. I could be having a bad day, like our customer today, because they are not adjusting to the change as it's getting closer. They don't know what's going on. Why am I mad today? Why am I having a bad day when I had a good day today? So you just have to be compassionate and like you said, alert to that. So that's a really good point. Yeah. So a lot of things that will be colliding, time, space, connections, magical, non-magical, frequency is shifting. That's 5D in short, not 5G, but frequency is changing. So we're all going to adjust to it, and it's not the end of the world. We are going to the unknown, but it's going to be a positive awareness. Oh, now I can do my subscribe, and all the fun stuff that people say. Share this with your friends, and looking forward to seeing what the 21st of this month have to offer. All right, we're out.